brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty.
That's right. Once we're all dead, the elite can build
as
a beautiful world.
As my conscience seems to be.
It's the noble lie. They're doing this all for our own good.
I have hours only lonely.
It's like Dr. Bianca said, it's so sad they have to kill 90% of us. And he understands he and his family need to die too.
Never free.
But it's good. It's good for the society. They know best. They're the technocrats.
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings.
To want to kill everybody.
Like I do.
But it's for your own good.
And I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience.
Now this is the old one. It's okay. I'll never follow your record.
Love is vengeance that's never free.
Let's jam a call in before this guest on vaccines comes on for about 20 minutes, and I'm going to blitz through tons of news and info on what the new green bondage is going to be like. All the forced injections, bureaucrats bossing you around. They'll have all the weapons, you'll have nothing. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in the United Kingdom. I hope you're taking your shots, Ian. Go ahead.
I haven't had a shot since it was forced upon me at school, I'm afraid. So, no, never. Never will, never have. But one thing you were saying about the autism, everybody knows that the MMR vaccine has been tied to autism. So that goes without saying. That's well documented. I mean, we're living in a time of Joseph Mengelev, aren't we? I mean, this is the Mengelev scenario. We've got the Codex Alimentarius and Nutricide. People just don't seem to recognize it. They're not only trying to inject people with poisons, they're trying to remove people's capacity to even defend their own immune system.
And admitting it, we're bragging.
Yeah.
The incredible part is because the public can't believe psycho killers are in control. And because they can't face that, they're going to put their sons and daughters and themselves in graves.
But one thing I have to say to you, though, Alex, I do have to disagree with you on one aspect. You were saying about that, you know, Europe has kind of given up on things. And it's kind of strange because the one thing that we do still have in Europe is, you know, people do protest. But the amazing thing is, and the one thing which America should really take from this, and I know you don't see a lot of the material, but it just demonstrates the absolute lack of any kind of representation that there is. We had the Million Man March, right, in London. You remember that before the, you know, the invasion of Iraq?
Yes.
It was a Million Man March. Well, it wasn't. It was actually a 6 Million Man March. It was 1 in 10 people marched around the country. It was a million.
Oh, no, Keith Olbermann says there were less than 10,000 nationwide at tea parties. There was over a million. They just lied. No, no, look, I'm not saying Europe is broke back. I'm saying a lot of people know that it's tyranny. They just aren't taking the action it's needed to overthrow it. But I hear you. Anything else, Ian?
Even if you do take the action, they ignore you.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody wants the Lisbon Treaty, and they just say, hey, we have SWAT teams. Shut up. Now take your shots. There you go. Now you die. Good, good. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next hour and 51 minutes, the last hour and 51 minutes of the radio show today, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am coming to you from deep behind enemy lines with a mesmerized, hypnotized, brainwashed population beginning to wake up that we are in the middle of the eugenics wars. That's what this will be known of in history if we're able to turn this around and defeat it. How a global group of scientists with private banks who believe in eugenics got control of society, how they're carrying these operations out against all of us, except for a few thousand top globalists in their think tanks and their operational systems, less than 10,000 total. We just played you clip after clip of people dying and dead and dying from the Gardasil HPV shot alone. You know, this is a government who admittedly grabbed 4,000-plus foster kids and radiated them to death and paid Israel to radiate 110,000 Google ringworm children, mainstream news in Israel. These are the government that, you know, tested chemical, biological, radiologicals on troops, killing them in many cases. Tuskegee experiment, all of that. Now, they know that most major vaccines have cancer viruses in them. Not just HV40 and you know the simian virus, SV40 and other things. They know that autism and cancer is up just thousands of percentile points across the board. They know that they're now having people at 25 get Alzheimer's. We're being hit by multiple targets and multiple angles. And we got Rebecca Estep on with us. She is the national manager of the TACA. Talk about curing autism, what that stands for. A mother of a child who had a reaction to vaccines was later diagnosed with autism. And I just see it every day in the news, people dying after the shots, not just having convulsions, but dying. And if you think shots are bad, like MMR, that's caused a scourge globally, it doesn't hold a candle to factor VIII, which is admittedly filled with HIV and hepatitis. So don't believe me, just Google factor VIII. And they just announce it calmly, oh, yeah, we shipped it all over the world. And then you expand out from there with the Gardasil. Folks, you better grow up. You better face the horror. Rebecca Estep, thank you for coming on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Tell folks about your organization. And, you know, there's a massive awakening happening to autism, but then there's all these other scourges going on.
Right. Well, Talk About Curing Autism is a parent support group. It's incredibly grassroots. Most of us met each other on the internet, and we all pretty much were from Southern California when our children were diagnosed with autism, and we realized there was little to nothing for our children to help them get better. This was the year 2000, and I was told that I would need to put my 2-year-old in an institution at some point, and I thought, wow, you know, how can this be? There really must be more out there. And a few of us parents just started doing a lot of research and found that there are a lot of things that you can do to help children with autism. And we advocate a lot with the biomedical model of treatment, which ends up kind of addressing problems with the immune system, which we trace back to vaccine reactions.
Yes, I have had countless medical doctors on, brain surgeons, you name it, and in the 80s, they started giving the MMR shot earlier and earlier, as you know, and the children would have convulsions, sometimes in the hospital, and that was always kind of a blessing in disguise because they wouldn't SWAT team the mother or father saying they'd shaken the baby because there would be blood on the brain from the autoimmune response. Generally, it would happen when baby went to sleep at night after the third round of shots, and then the autism, after they come out of the 2-day coma, then arrives. And people obsess on the mercury. That's only one subset. What has your research shown?
Well, wow, it sounds like you've done a lot of research. Yes, it's not just the mercury. This problem is so complicated, and that's what's really got us. That's what's kept us from getting any traction. The government will look at one tiny, you know, they'll look at mercury standalone with some children and declare it safe. But what we're saying is, no, this is complicated. We're dealing with additives like mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde, all of these toxins that are not supposed to be in your body to begin with.
Yeah, and that's bad, but I learned that from the scientists I've talked to, that's itself almost a red herring. It's the genetic pathogen that you're supposedly being given the immunity to. It's passing the blood-brain barrier. It's causing a massive autoimmune response in all major organs, and it's that inflammation that then becomes chronic inflammation of the brain that is what's causing the autism, centering in and around the cerebral cortex, the left and right lobe.
That's, again, you have a really sophisticated understanding. Right. So we don't know, I mean, what... It kind of seems like a 1-2 punch. You give an infant that's, their immune system is not developed yet, these toxins, which does something to their immune system. And then on one day, these infants are getting anywhere between, you know, 6 and 12 viruses injected straight into their body. And in nature, we would never be exposed to, you know, you're supposed to be exposed to maybe 1 or 2 viruses, and then your body overcomes it, and then you have immunity. But what are we doing? We're giving these children, exposing them to 6 to 12 different viruses on a day. And there are children who are not, like I've been told that my son is immune defective. And I'm like, well, not really, because you're not really supposed to be injecting mercury into his body. I'll agree that maybe he doesn't have the ability to detoxify like some people.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. When your child, and they find out they're toxic from all these shots, they say, oh, your child's a problem. Here in Texas, they testified before the legislature, the ombudsman for the legislature, the state scientific advisor, got up and said, we give 67% of school children that are in our custody, the foster children, psychotropic drugs. And Representative Susanna Hupp said, why? And he said, they have defective genes. They're subhuman. Now, that's what they're really talking about behind the scenes, is we're doing this to them because they deserve it. Okay, so see, there's a whole other level of horror, ma'am. I don't know if you're aware of it. That's why we're having influential folks on to tell them about this. Are you familiar with the Nazis and eugenics?
I'm not. I mean, you know, just a rudimentary understanding. But what I'm afraid of doing is it's kind of like capitalism gone a little wild. Like, well, we can produce this product and we can make money from it, so why don't we do it?
Well, did you read the Bayer documents on Factor VIII where they knew it all had HIV and hepatitis and shipped it out to over a million dosages?
I am unfamiliar with that document. Sorry.
Even MSNBC's covered it. But just so you know, it's even worse, ma'am. But look, side issue. Tell us about how you woke up, what happened with your child, and where this is all going.
Well, I can't get too specific because we do have a case in federal court. We're in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. But basically, it's the story that I've heard. And, you know, we have over 10,000 families in TACA. And for years, I answered the parent support line. And it's the same story you hear over and over again.
Now, tell them that story.
Sure. I had a very typical developing child. We got, you know, I get accused all the time of being anti-vaccine. And I'd say to these people, how am I anti-vaccine? I had my child vaccinated. He has a vaccine injury. You know, I didn't start out this way. But he was developing typically, hit all of his milestones. And then one day he had a vaccine reaction, which looked a little different than I would have thought. I thought a vaccine reaction is kind of like an anaphylactic type thing or a seizure thing. But what happened with him is he had this intense gastrointestinal diarrhea episode. And further, you know, doing research now, I know that most of your immune system is in your GI tract. So that's where it started.
Yeah, the body was saying, get it out, emergency. And, of course, you know Crohn's didn't exist until 45 years ago. And in all the major Crohn's tests, they find the antibodies from the measles vaccines and other things in the gut. And so there's a huge ongoing battle. And then so your gut's just shut down in the ongoing battle. And so everybody out there that's got Crohn's, another gift from the government, but go ahead.
Well, right. So we had this horrible diarrhea episode. And then after that, this baby who was never sick was sick constantly. I could not keep him well for anything. And he had the worst case of hand, foot, and mouth disease they ever saw.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, let's be clear about this. Most of these autistic children that were 1 in 25,000 20 years ago, now 1 in 86, and 2 years ago was 1 in 168, so it's intensifying. They don't just have the mental issues where they're, you know, can't focus. They have bowel problems, all of this. It is a overall sickness in the entire body. Go ahead.
Right, and that is the part that drives us crazy, is that, you know, your mainstream doctors will tell you, oh, you have a child with autism and they have diarrhea. Well, that just kind of goes along with autism. And we are like, all of us parents are saying, wait, time out.
They've done it. They're never going to admit what they did. Again, the doctors have cognitive dissonance themselves. They can't believe they're part of this. They don't understand. They're just like a clerk carrying out what the franchise owners are doing.
I actually usually never get very upset at the doctors because, like you said, they're just listening to the people, their bosses, and they honestly think that they haven't done anything wrong. I kind of leave them alone, except for, you know, sometimes they have a little bit of arrogance, but
until their kids end up in a pine box.
Well, actually it's very interesting because there is a movement called Defeat Autism Now, which treats these children's whole bodies, and we're filled with doctors who become defeat autism now, doctors, because their children develop autism. And once you see it in front of your face, you cannot deny what happened.
That's right. Yeah, the doctor does this to their kid. And they go, whoa, this stuff's real. They care about their kids. That's right. You care about your own flesh, you'll wake up. Ma'am, stay there. I want to talk more about your organization when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had a caller earlier who brought up this FEMA drill. That turned out Burma's covered it for 3 hours last night. I didn't know that. I knew that these drills were coming up. I hadn't really looked at them because there's just so many. I get conditioned. It's foreign troops. Takeover drill of the U.S. Here it is from FEMA. National Level Exercise 2009, NLE09. You know, in Germany, after they found out what Hitler had done, people couldn't believe it. Germans couldn't believe it. They were in denial because they had been under the spell. They couldn't believe things that bad were going on. It's the same thing here. Now, going back to Rebecca Estep, and we've got the website, TACA.com, TACA.com. Now, I'm sorry I'm ranting at you. I just have three children, and it freaks me out fundamentally, and I'm an aggressive guy, and I don't have this spell on me to accept this. And I know you've probably gone through a lot of anger. This actually happened to your son. But, yeah, go through what happens to the I mean, and they do this to the children. All the studies show it's happening, and then they rationalize it and put out media reports saying it isn't true. But isn't the biggest issue how they lie and say it's the law? You've got to take all these shots when it isn't the law. The law is they've got to present you with a waiver. But the waiver, but it's just incredible. I mean, are we free or not?
Well, 48 out of 50 states have vaccine waiver laws. If you're in Mississippi or West Virginia, you got problems. But it is true. School districts will have you believe that your child must be fully vaccinated in order to attend school. But I live in California. The form that you have to fill out to have your child in school, all you have to do is flip it over and sign the waiver.
It's a health department document, which, again, was set up by the eugenicists 90 years ago in the U.S., Cold Springs Harbor. That's what, for those that don't know, this whole system is. And that's why Rick Perry said, you've got to take HPV. He just ordered health department to make it the list of mandatory shots to be in school. So it's all a corporate fraud trick. Go ahead.
Well, what I worry about is all of a sudden, you know, we have a hammer and everything looks like a nail. I'm not saying all vaccines are bad. You know, I don't want polio coming back. But The thought that one size fits all is ridiculous, especially when it comes to a medical procedure. And that there is this, like, feeling out there that in the media that 100% of the vaccines, 100% of the time, are safe for 100% of the people. Now, that's just wrong, or there wouldn't be this vaccine injury compensation program. We know that some things are going to happen. And yet, when we bring up these, you know, red flags, like our kids started to get sick within hours or days or a couple of weeks of being vaccinated, they kind of tell us, oh, you know, no way. And, you know, to me, it's, I don't understand why they're not listening to these parents who are telling the same story.
Well, ma'am, I'm sure you know Nobel Prize winners say that this is all a eugenics operation. You really never heard that? You don't hear about all these countries where everybody in Africa and Asia literally run, even though they're offering them UN money to take the shots, they run into the jungles and into the woods and into the hills, and they now pay militaries bounties to hunt people down and literally net them and inject them, and then they're suddenly get HIV and are sterilized. You haven't heard about that?
I've heard some things, but what I've had to have done is just focus my efforts on
the
United States. Because I do a lot of advocacy work in Washington.
Oh, I bet you're busy. So how do folks get involved with what you're doing?
Well, there's a lot of information out on the Internet. Our website is actually TACA Now, so TACANow.org, and you can find a lot of information.
Oh, was that wrong when I said TACA.com? That's wrong?
That's wrong.
I'm sorry. That was on my sheet here.
That's okay. You'd go flying to Mexico because that's the airline. But
man, just everything. Okay, well, great. Okay, thank you.
That's okay. There's also NVIC.org, the National Vaccine Information Center. They have a lot of information. Generation Rescue has a lot of information. GenerationRescue.org. You know, and the thing is, as parents, we're really trying to make it a safe world for all parents. We get yelled at. I've been called the baby killer because they look at me as anti-vaccine. And I said, you know what? There's some really easy things to do to clean up this program. First of all, these are
arrogant people that want to shut you up. The baby killers are the ones putting out poison vaccines. And, you know, they always try, you know, they say, you're going to kill our babies because you're not vaccinated. If their vaccines supposedly are protecting them, what's the problem?
I often think that too. But what we need to do is stop producing We need to produce in single dose vials, so we don't need all those toxic preservatives. Who wants to expose infants to toxins?
Who does? The globalists. Stay there. I want to come back and let you talk a little bit more. We appreciate you coming on with us, and we'll let you go. The guys were just up in Boston, outside Boston, and they're going to be in studio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
Rebecca Eastep, give us your website, since I was giving out a Mexican Airlines website earlier. Give that out for folks so they can check it out and get involved and hopefully learn what's really going on before they hurt their children.
The most of the information you're going to find at TACANOW.org is for parents who need help getting information for their child with autism. We do have vaccine links on there, including alternative schedules if you are still looking to want to vaccinate your child but not hip with 36 vaccines by the time they're 5 and 33 of those vaccines by the time they're 15 months. We have alternatives that you can do and just practical advice, which, you know, a lot of this just seems common sense, like, if your child's sick the day that you go in to see your pediatrician, maybe you shouldn't vaccinate. You know, their immune system is already working overtime, and that's probably not a good day to vaccinate them and expose them to several different viruses.
Have you ever seen photos or videos of inside a vaccine plant?
I have not, no.
It's pretty scary what goes on in there.
I do worry about about all the allergies now. You know, we're not just talking autism, but how, you know, my kids can't take peanut butter sandwiches to school now because of, you know, there's so many kids with allergies that are fatal. I worry about that. And you read about the solutions of the vaccines are produced in, and you find out that, you know, they were using eggs, and there's so many egg allergies now.
No, they use dead babies.
They use aborted fetal tissue. I've heard that in some of them. They've used peanut oil, and then you start to wonder about the peanuts. And these are allergens that you're told when your babies are young not to expose them to until after they're a year old. But then they're in the infant shots. There is just a lot of double talk or one hand not knowing what the other is doing. So we like to educate parents. We hope that the CDC will be listening and there'll be vaccine reform. If there's not, we are going to have to educate everybody on informed consent.
I was about to say, it's going the other direction now. They're coming out with hundreds of new vaccines a year, and they're all lobbying to make them mandatory. So I guess soon you'll get a shot every day of the year, and then it'll be two shots a day.
Well, it's interesting because just recently I got this really interesting report about the number of shots in first world countries put against the mortality rate and looking at the autism rate. And the United States, we are number 34 out of the first world nations, and we have the most vaccines.
Well, we sell a book at Infowars.com, and I forget the exact numbers. I was amazed by it. It's Dr. Eisenstein's Educate Before You Vaccinate, available at Infowars.com. But the point is, he shows the state studies over 20-plus years. In Illinois alone, it's upwards of 300,000 plus. I think I want to say 320,000 is what it says. But read the book, folks, and then you can Google Alex Jones, Dr. Eisenstein. The video and audio is all over the web from my interview with him. But I'd already seen those in news articles, but, you know, he was actually compiled some of the data off the other studies. There is not one autism case out of hundreds of thousands of Amish over decades.
Yeah.
Because they don't vaccinate. But go ahead.
We're always banging our head against the wall wondering why there hasn't been the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study. That's how drug trials. You know, you give a person a drug and compare it to the other person that doesn't have the drug and figure out the health outcome. We're always been told that there aren't enough people to sustain this study. And we have the Amish. We also have Dr. It's Eisenstein, right?
Yes.
He has a practice of, I guess, tens of thousands of children in Illinois that have not been vaccinated. They have very low rates of allergies and asthma, and I think maybe only a couple of instances of autism. I think you can get to autism other ways besides vaccines, but the current increase, my gut feeling is that the vaccines have something to do with the massive numbers we see right now, although I do concede that that's not the only way you can get there.
Yeah, well, they've done GMO studies with different rodent species with the GMO, genetically modified crops, and it's causing similar things. So it's real simple. There's a lot of different autoimmune developments that are man-made that are triggering this, and then it's a cascading effect. In closing, I just want to commend you for the work you're doing and add, I think the most important thing you're doing is they do have treatments. They have medical doctors that are doing detoxes, other things, especially if it's done early enough where they're actually reversing a lot of autism instead of them just saying, put your kid in a warehouse. Tell folks about that.
Well, TACA has, the last time I checked, 68 children that have lost their autism diagnosis. They've recovered. We also get a lot of criticisms for saying that. But notice, we didn't say that these children were cured. We hope someday that there'll be a cure, but what we're talking about is recovery. And what we say, it's kind of like being hit by a bus. You can recover, but you still might have some scars and, you know, some limps. But we're talking about children that are fully mainstreamed into school now with no support. And that is because they were able to fix their body, you know, to go after some of the damage that was done to them and get the right therapies at a critical time. And that is something that can happen for some of these children. Maybe not all, but we've had children that have changed their diet, go from, you know, always having to wear diapers, not wearing diapers. And when you look over a lifespan, that is a great improvement.
It is.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you for joining us and spending time, and folks can find out more at your website. Give that out for folks one more time.
It's TACANOW, TACANOW.org.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem. Take care.
Take care. You know, that's a nice lady, folks, but we've had hundreds and hundreds of experts, medical doctors on over this, and you heard her. Well, I think, you know, cutting back on vaccines or an alternate, you know, route, you know, so you're not having your kid hit by a bus, take less of them. Maybe you're just being hit by a VW van, you know, or maybe they're not like being hit by a bus, it's being like hitting the head with a baseball bat. Or maybe it's not like being hit by a bus, it's like throwing your kid down the stairs head first. You know, we're not gonna, and again, it's these nice mothers, nice people, they're like, I don't understand why the government can't figure it out, why they're so dumb. I can't understand. They know. Okay, folks? They enjoy what they're doing. Texas Academy of Sciences. I give you hundreds of examples. Here's the best one. In the newspapers, Dr. Eric Pianca gives speeches at Austin, St. Edwards, gives Texas Academy of Sciences in South Texas, another one. And he says, we got to kill 90% of the population. We got to start now. And he projects giant red skulls on the wall in a PowerPoint and standing ovation with people crying. This is religious. See, this is at their heart, an insane, wild power trip of just going, I'm a scientist, I'm important. Oh, I know how to make the tough decisions. We're going to kill everybody. Oh, God, it's for the earth. Oh, I just hate people. And you know who those people are. You find them in the biology departments at your major universities. Hitler got his ideas from us. The health departments. Folks, this isn't my opinion. Go read books. Go read the encyclopedia about the founding of health departments. It was founded in England 120 years ago, here in the U.S. 90-something years ago, in Germany 90-something years ago. It was totally bankrolled by the Rockefellers and all the classic names, the Queen of England. I mean, if you go to Wikipedia, which is a lot of disinfo, but the point is they link to government documents. The Rockefeller Foundation page is, in fact, pull that up, is actually accurate. Think about Wikipedia. Some stuff's accurate, some's inaccurate. You have to, like, my name spelled wrong on there, and they won't let us fix it. And they've got all this wrong info about me, but that's on purpose. With the Rockefeller Foundation, that's accurate because you can follow the links to university reports where they admit it, where they founded the eugenics movement. And they founded cancer treatment movement. They founded it all. Just Google Rockefeller Foundation. One of the first links that comes up is Rockefeller Foundation. On screen, please. Now, you can actually link through on this. It's cited. But I'm just pulling up something quick here to show you. It says some of the historical achievements include, this is achievements, funding eugenics programs in colleges and universities. That's an achievement. Okay, now just Google Rockefeller Foundation eugenics itself. Well, actually, click on their sourcing. It says number one right there. It's the last one there in that column, guys. No, let me show you. Let me have control of the mouse. I'll do it. I'll find it during a break because, here it is. Nature.com, that's their link. Nazi eugenics created in the United States. And then you can go through all that, how the Rockefellers financed it all. So, was Nazi eugenics created in the U.S., and you read it, and it's all there. That's a journal of Nature. Okay, that said, I'm going to get back into that after I take some calls, because I want to get through Heidi and Dorothy and Forrest and a few others, Barbara, that have been holding patiently, and we're going to get to you guys in just a moment, Tony, Barbara, and others. I want to just stop here and say, though, I get angry. I get upset. I sit here and try to project this as evil as it really is to break the spell. For all my foibles and all my problems and all the things I do that are obnoxious, the one saving grace I have is that I am aware of just how shocking and evil this is, and I've broken my conditioning. There is no spell on Alex Jones. I mean, I go to bed every night knowing there's a criminal global elite that is soft-killing most of the world's population. I have their documents. I have their statements. I know my life's in danger. I know the decisions I'm making. I know how important my work is, and I'm not afraid of being killed. I am afraid of not doing my work, not being effective, being stupid, not being as focused as I should be to warn people. I want to complete my mission. And then that's not some radical heroic thing. That is a basic human directive if you care about your own species and your children. You have lost your basic directives out there. You have to get the prime directive back in place. Now, I want to go to Rob Dew and, of course, Aaron Dykes, who we sent up to Massachusetts. They were up there in Lexington, where 234 years ago in 1775, the Revolutionary War started when the Redcoats came to confiscate the guns. Now, the media would tell you the Redcoats didn't exist, it wasn't about guns, and that didn't happen. There was actually a big university professor who said it wasn't about gun confiscation, and that the colonies were anti-gun. We exposed him. He lost his tenure. So I'm not even joking. See, we're entering a new world now where there's no EU, but there is a EU, and where there's no Lexington and Concord, but there is. And where, you know, where Obama's cutting the budget by half when he spent more than all presidents before him combined. We're entering a new vortex of disinfo. But you guys were there. I want to commend you for going. You said it was a great event. Tell folks about the Oath Keepers and the committees of safety on the anniversary on the green, having all these police and military swearing the oath, protect and defend the Constitution and not follow the New World Order.
That was a pretty amazing event that we attended, and I'd like to thank the guys at Oath Keepers and Committees of Safety for, you know, making us feel welcome, giving us their time. We got a lot of good interviews right before the event, during the event, after the event. And then we watched the reenactment that morning. We took some cameras out there and got in, and, you know, it was all about guns. They said, put down your weapons and walk away, and the guy jumps out of the crowd and says, "You're not getting my gun." And that's what it was about, period. You know, they wanted their guns. So they stood up watching that battle. The guys were really really into it. And
hey, let me ask John a question real fast. We just put in a new mic processor, a new mic 7 here. I was just checking it with the network up in Minnesota as they're in there messing with it in there, because I'm getting a buzz in my ear, but you guys say you're not. Okay, again, for those that don't know what was going on up there, recap the basics of it and then give us a report, please.
So Oath Keepers is an organization that got together with Committees of Safety to actually bring on this event. And what they wanted to do is have people who had already taken the oath reaffirm their oath, because what they're looking for is not oath takers. They're looking for oath keepers. And Stuart Rhodes and Walter Reddy had a great cast of guys, and it was literally a three-hour event from start to finish. There was no... You know, a guy got up and read Edwin Vieira's speech about what took place that day. And then they had a lot of other naval officers, Army, Special Forces guys all get up and talked about what it meant for them to take the oath. And then Stuart Rhodes and who's the other guy? The policeman, the retired policeman. They got up and read the 10 orders that they will not
Dave
obey.
Freeman.
Dave Freeman.
Was Sheriff Mack there?
Sheriff Mack was there. He had a really good speech. He actually stopped in the middle. He said, "I want everybody to get together because everybody's kind of spread out." He's like, "We need to see all the numbers. Everybody come around." One thing that was interesting, there was not one mainstream media person present, but a lot of citizen media. A lot of different groups were out there.
Oh, they're scared to death of police and military saying they'll uphold the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and their oath, because according to federal reports, that's all terrorism. Owning guns, buying ammo, being a veteran, you're the number one threat. So they keep telling you it's about Al-Qaeda. It's really all been designed for you, people that won't let foreign banks conquer us. We've been conquered. It's through fraud, but they need our acquiescence to their fraud to continue it and expand it.
Right. And I don't even know if you've heard about this, but yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, I think they found an ex-Marine who had, he was trying to bring a gun and some ammo and a grenade fuse onto a plane. And he actually got on the plane and they checked him in Boston. They checked his bags again and found all this stuff, which is interesting that it didn't get caught through the scanner because they stopped Aaron coming back and wanted to search his bags because of his Al-Qaeda-like camera, right?
Yeah, that'd be right. It's always a camera.
Always the camera.
Yeah. And what are you filming for? People who can't even speak English anymore.
They ask you at the airport.
Yeah.
Why you film? You know, you line up. Oh, I mean, no, I mean, that's what it's come. No, I mean, I saw one time a World War II vet, probably dead now. This was like 5-6 years ago in San Francisco. He's getting on a plane to go to Hawaii to the World War II memorial. He'd been in the battle. And he literally, they had this security firm that wearing like bright blue commando outfits in these black berets. And they were, he had an oxygen bottle. They were jabbing him going, hallelujah. And I mean, you know, because that's who they're going to use. I've got FEMA drill with foreign troops for us right here that's coming up, National Level Exercise 2009, and I guess that's the new patriotism. So you had foreigners going,
Alex, they're pulling me over. They pull me over for a camera, and the woman next to me is being extra searched for a knitting kit, a crocheting kit.
No, but it's about training us. We're the enemy. It's the good law-abiding slaves must be taught, and they're importing people from third-world police states who are used to this and who enjoy, frankly, bossing the American people around.
But that's why it's...
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a long, lonesome highway,
Listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. You think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
Okay, guys, you had a lot of fun. Clear COINTELPRO was there. I don't want to get into that, though, too much. Just classic behavior by these people. So finish up the report about evil Americans saying they'll follow the Bill of Rights Constitution.
Yeah, so it was about, what, 350 people there? It was a good estimate.
I think it may have been as much as 500. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was.
But then the main Paul Revere event had about 5,000.
The main event the next morning, yeah, had 5,000 people. And they did put a little speech in there about 9/11 before how we were attacked on that day. And, you know, that was
the last time we had a call to action, an attack on our country.
That's why we set up a police state for all of you patriots here today. It's all for you. But turn in your guns or Al-Qaeda will get you. I'm fighting Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a white guy or black guy owning a firearm. Arrest them all. Go ahead.
So also, you know, Oath Keepers had a great ceremony. Captain Larry Bailey, who's an ex-Navy SEAL, he administered the oath. I actually took the oath with a lot of other people who were non-military also took the oath. They were allowing them to. So it was pretty serious, pretty solemn event. A lot of good speeches. A lot of good speeches. And so I'm there, Alex. I'm in.
You're with Al-Qaeda now.
I'm with Al-Qaeda. And Oath Keepers wanted to give you a shirt. They sent one for you here. And so here you go. It's a nice Oath Keepers shirt. You can keep.
They said a lot of supporters of the show. There was a rumor that I was going to be there.
Yeah.
Not only did they ask and demand that Alex Jones show up, but started rumors. I think Alex Jones is here. I saw him over there. Really? Is he come? No, folks, he's not coming. Send his support. He's got to do the show for also, many more listeners, right?
We had a great interview with the guy who wrote the 29 Palms survey.
Well done.
Really, and here's a copy of it for you, autographed for you. He was
excellent.
Really nice guy.
And that's the Marine, because he knew they were doing these questionnaires, so he thought he would do one and then so he could make it public. That was the way he got it out. But and so this is all for the new Obama film. Also, I want to make an announcement about the new Obama film right now. I could release it July 4th and make it still good and powerful, but I've got other interviews I want to do. I was going to make it, you know, probably not as powerful as Obama Deception, but just all the latest info. And I thought, no, I'm going to make it more powerful. So now it's going to come out September 1st. That's it. That's the launch date, that Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it is. I think it's a Tuesday. It is coming out September 1st. I mean, it'll be done by the end of July because we're shifting into a chemtrail film we're making after that. But we've got a race, but that's only a month and a half more, really. So we've got more time now to do a few more interviews.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right, anything else that happened while you were there?
It just really is refreshing to see active duty, military, police standing up for the Constitution.
Number one threat in here.
No, I will not confiscate guns. No, I will not conduct illegal searches under the Fourth Amendment.
Not put people in FEMA camps.
You know, knowing this stuff is going on routinely.
But the camps are for our safety, Glenn Beck says.
We also met the mass Marine, who's a young guy who is still a Marine right now. He took the oath, and he's going to end up being a liaison.
Did you say the mass?
The mass Marine. He did a couple YouTube videos where him and his guys, they basically study the Constitution, all of his Marine buddies. And so they're really – so I think
the Al-Qaeda-tution, anything of Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
No, really. They built this grid for fighting Al-Qaeda. Now they're going, by the way, the whole thing's for you, the American people.
Right.
You are Al-Qaeda.
Right, and these guys know that. They know that they are going to be targeted, so they uphold themselves with a lot of dignity and a lot of respect. And they don't, you know,
good. They have pledged their lives, their treasure, their sacred honor, their blood on the Tree of Liberty, and we will be victorious.
And we were on that field where the blood was spilled, and it's
come back. I want to hear about that.
Okay,
look at you, the gleam in your eyes. You are fulfilling your destiny. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 70-second break, the final hour. Then we got that pastor coming on that got beat up and your phone calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.